Morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早。
Would you please turn with me to the book of Revelations, the last book of the Bible, chapter 14.
能不能和我一起我们来读段圣经，是在最后一本书启示录，是第十四章。
If you see someone who sits next to you who may not have a Bible, would you please share with him or her?
如果你坐在你旁边，你注意到他如果没有圣经的话，请你与他一起一起看，一起看圣经。
Revelation chapter 14, verse 4.
我们要读的是启示录十四章的第四节。
If we found, and let's read it together.
如果我们找到的话，我们请一起来念。
These are the ones who have not been defiled with woman.For they have kept themselves chaste. These are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These have been purchased from among men as first fruits of God and to the Lamb.
好，那我们下面我们再用中文一起来念一遍，好吗？十四章第四节，这些人未曾沾染妇女，他们原是童身，羔羊无论往哪里去，他们都跟随他。他们是从人间买来的，做粗俗的果子归于神和羔羊。
And let's turn to Mark chapter 10.
我们再一起来读马可福音第十章。
And let's read verse 17 through 26.
第十七节到二十四，马可福音第十章。
Mark 10, chapter 17 to chapter 10, 17 through 26.
马可福音第十章的十七节到二十六啊。
对。As he was setting out on the journey, a man ran up to him and knelt before him and asked him, "Good teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and your mother." He said to him, "Teacher, I have kept all these things from my youth up." Looking at him, Jesus felt a love for him and said to him, "One thing you lack. Go and sell all you possess and give to the poor.And you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." But these words, he was saddened. He went away grieving. For he was one who owned much property. And Jesus, looking around, said to his disciples, "How hard it will be for those who are wealthy to enter the kingdom of God." The disciples amazed at his words. But Jesus answered again and said to them,Children, how hard it is to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. They were even more astonished and said to him, Then who can be saved?
好，我们下面一起用中文来念马可福音第十章，我们从十七节念到二十六节。好，耶稣出来行路的时候，有一个人跑来跪在他面前问他说，良善的夫子，我当做什么事才可以承受神永生？耶稣对他说，你为什么称我是良善的？除了神一位之外，再没有良善的。诫命你是晓得的，不可杀人，不可奸淫，不可偷盗，不可做假见证，不可亏负人，当孝敬父母。他对耶稣说，夫子，这一切我从小都遵守了。耶稣看着他就爱他，对他说，你还缺少一件，去变卖你所有的，分给穷人，就必有财宝在天上，你还要来跟从我。他听见这话，脸上就变了色，忧忧愁愁地走了，因为他的产业很多。耶稣周围一看，对门徒说，有钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？ 门徒稀奇他的话，耶稣又对他们说：小子，依靠钱财的人进神的国是何等的难呢？骆驼穿过针的眼，比财主进神的国还容易呢。门徒就分外稀奇，对他说：这样谁能得救呢？好，就到这里。
Let's turn to the last place. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20.
加拉太书第二章啊，加拉太书第二章。
Galatians 2:20.
然后第二章的第二十节。
When you found it, let's read it together. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me.
下面我们用中文来念加拉太书第二章，我们要念第二十节一节啊。我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因着信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
Let's have another word prayer.
让我们再来祷告。
Dear Lord, may this morning that we lift you up.
我们真是今天早晨我们要高举你。
And I also want to lift up my fellow brothers and sisters.
我们也是一样，我们被我们的弟兄和姐妹今天来托住我们。
And I pray for many brothers and sisters who may go into difficult times.
我也在这里祷告，我们许多的弟兄姐妹也正在经历许多的难处当中的时候。
Maybe they are going through physical illness.
他们有的也许是身体上面有疾病。
Lord, I pray that you prepare a word for them.
我们主求你，正是你预备为他们预备你的话。
May you have mercy on all of us.
求你的恩典赐给我们每一个人。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们祷告呢，奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。Amen.
So, it's so good to see all of you this morning again.
我非常高兴今天早晨又能够和大家见面。
And I know you are very cordial, and you always said that when I come, I bring the word of God to you, and as encouragement.
所以我也知道你们对我非常的鼓励，也就是知道希望我来到这里也能够把主的话语的鼓励的话语带出来。
But actually, the fellowship is both ways.
但是你要知道，我们这个是交通，在主里的交通是双向的哈，双向。
And I not only pray that I will be a blessing to you, but you have been a blessing to me also.
不但为我能够到这里来祝福你们，同样你们在这里也是给我也是一个祝福。
In fact, I heard a preacher once said that it is not I'm here on the pulpit preaching to you.
有一个传道人说不是说我讲道的人在这里，好像是在跟你们传道。
But actually, you are on the stage, and I'm cheering you on.
因为实在是你们是真正的在台上的，我是在这里这样来鼓励你们。
So with that, and I would like to cheer you on this morning.
所以就是因着这个，今天早上我真是来在这里是鼓励你们的。
And this morning, I would like to share with you on this topic of following the Lord.
所以今天早晨我要和你们大家一起分享的就是说来跟随主这个主题。
And then the first part I would like to share on our initial attraction to the Lord.
第一部分我先要跟你们讲的是说一上来主对我们的吸引。
And then on the second part, I would like to share with you that there is a awakening of knowing who the Christ and His cross.
第二部分呢，我需要跟大家分享的就是说，怎么样真正的看待这个基督和他的十字架。
And lastly, I would like to share with you, if time allows, I can follow the Lord.
所以
I cannot follow the Lord.
第三部分呢，如果时间还许可的话呢，我需要跟你分享我自己，我是没法来跟随主的。
You know this word following has been throwing around quite a bit nowadays, especially in the social media.
我们这个字就是要跟随哈，跟随这个字啊，现在用的特别多，特别是现在在这个社会的媒体方面用的特别的广泛。
Well, let's say you have a Facebook and then you have 1,000 followers.
说大概有面书哈，你可能有不少人跟随的看看你这个面书的，大概有上千。
And I couldn't help but after all these times I've been to Seattle.There is a number 12, a big number 12 sign hanging on the side of the building.
所以我是到了西雅图那么多次，我实在是不会忘记这个12这个大的这个字号12。
I can see that some of the older Chinese-speaking folks have no idea what I'm talking about.
所以我也能注意到，可能一些年长的弟兄和姐妹，他们不知道我在这里讲什么东西哈，在讲这个十二这个事情。
Next time you drive on the freeway, look for number 12.
下一次你如果在高速公路上面的时候，你注意看看这个数字十二这个数字。
Number 12 is dedicated to the greatest fan of Seahawks.
所以这个十二十二号实际上是用来现在标志着一个西雅图这个叫做海鹰队，就橄榄球队的一个。他的粉丝哈，他的忠实的粉丝。
So these number 12 represent all the followers, the faithful followers of this thing.
所以这个十二就代表了现在是跟随跟随这个或者追随这个西雅图的海鹰队的这个球迷
But what does the word the follower of Christ mean in Bible?
那么到底我们回过来在圣经里面讲到跟随主的这个跟随是什么意思呢
Now we read earlier in Revelation chapter 14:4 It says that they follow the Lamb wherever he goes
我们前面读了圣经启示录14章14节的时候前面讲到他跟随这个跟随羔羊无论他往哪里去
Are these they are a big fan of Jesus
他们这些人是不是相当于是跟随主的这个忠实的跟随者呢，或者是粉丝呢
？Just like they are on social media, where they are the number 12 that hang on the banner.
是不是就像社会媒体，或者说像我们这个十二这个忠实的球迷一样的他们来跟随呢
？It says they never defile with women, and they are virgin.
在这里还讲到这些人从未沾染妇女，他们是童身。
We should understand that it is not about those people who have never married.
所以我们也应该知道，这里虽然讲的是同身，但是我们并不是讲这讲了他们从来是没有结过婚的。
Otherwise, Moses, David, Apostle Peter would be disqualified, right?
要不然的话，如果是这里只提到是没有结过婚的话，那像摩西、大卫、彼得他们可能就。不属于这些人里面了。
So, I think these are the brothers and sisters that they follow the Lord and they love the Lord with a single heart while they are on earth.
所以我相信这些人这里所指的他们跟随这个羔羊的，他们是一颗只有一颗单纯的心。
And you know, I'm so grateful that my brother.Send and lend me a Bible. I forgot my Bible because I've been using my Bible on the phone.
我谢谢圣弟兄他借给我这个圣经，因为我这个我电话我的圣经是在电话上面。
And I open up, it is a Jay's Bible.
我打开来看，这个圣经是Jay 的圣经。
And it says, even when no one cares, God does.
上面有一句话说，如果没有任何一个人在乎的话。神实际上他很在乎。
That really touches my heart. That is so true, isn't it?
这个是完全触动了我的心，因为这实在是一个真理。
They followed him because he is the only one who cares.
如果我们跟随他的话，他是那位他最最关乎我们的。
So you see, being a follower of Christ is not about do's and don'ts.
我们跟随主并不是讲我们要做什么或者我们不可以做什么。
Sure that.You know, we read our Bibles, and we pray, and we get together.
当然了，我们要祷告，我们也要祷告，我们要读经，然后我们也会聚集。
But that is not the prerequisite that which we became a follower of Christ.
这个并不是说这个时候我们一定要这样做，才是表示我们是跟随主的。
It's a love relationship.
因为这实在是一个爱的关系。
The word of God says, draw me and I will run after you.
所以神在这里说，他说来啊，来吸啊，吸引啊，吸引啊，有一句话说，来吸引我，让我可以来跟随你。
When me and my wife first met, it was not love at first sight.
当我和我的妻子我们第一次见面的时候，我们并不是有这样子的爱的驱动。
My wife, I hope one day you get to meet her someday. She grew up in Hong. She was born in Hong Kong and grew up in Vancouver, Canada.
希望你们有一天会见到她。她是才在香港出生，然后在温哥华里面长大的。
You know, Hong Kong is a big metropolitan city. They dress very stylish.
香港是因为实在是一个国际的大都市哈，它里面的穿着是非常时髦的哈。
And back then, I don't really care what I wear, and I wear very baggy clothes.
那个时候我的穿着我倒并不完全在乎，穿上去好像就是有点邋里邋遢。
So she thought I was a beggar. Almost like a beggar.
他那时候看到我大概有点像乞丐的样子，有点像。
And not to help the situation, that she saw me picking my nose in the meeting.
他那时候见到我的时候，我那时候跟他相见还在抠鼻子，还在。
So for your singles out there, that's not a thing to impress girls, right?
所以对你们如果还单身的讲来讲这里一点小的经验不能在那个女朋友面前抠鼻子哈。
So what attracted the disciples to forsook everything and follow him?
到底那个时候耶稣是什么地方吸引了这些门徒来跟随他？
What's the love at first sight?
因为实在是爱能够让一切的都丢掉。
Oh, was it a love in the first sight?
是不是一上来他就看到了爱呢？
You know, when we read about the gospel, about Andrew, about Peter, and even Matthew, how they follow the Lord.
我们在读圣经的时候，我们可以看到安德烈还有马太还有彼得，他们是怎么来跟随这个主的。
They seem to follow the Lord so abruptly. They just abandon everything and follow him.
好像圣经里面讲到他们跟随主的时候，好像是很突然的就决定了，他是很爽快的就放下一切。
And you know, when we look at how Andrew followed the Lord.
我们看到那个安德烈他是怎么来跟随主的。
And it's like what the Lord says.What king going out to encounter another king in war will not sit down first and deliver whether he's able with 10,000 to meet him who comes against him with 20,000?
因为这里有圣经里面讲到说，如果一个王出去和别的王打仗，岂不先坐下征粮，能用一万兵去敌那领两万兵的那个王吗？
It is a calculated decision and counting the cost.
因为那个是需要计算，是需要好好的斟酌的，到底需要会要付多大的代价。
So when John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb of God who taking away the sins of the world.
当那个施洗约翰在说，看啊，这是神的羔羊，是除去世人罪孽的。
Again, John the Baptist says, Behold the Lamb.
那个施洗约翰也说，看啊，这是神的羔羊。
And then Andrew went to Jesus and asked him, Where are you staying?
所以这个安德烈他听见这话，他就去问耶稣，他说你在哪里在哪里住。
And he spent the night with Jesus, and the conclusion was that he told Peter the next day, We have found the Messiah.
所以他与基督与耶稣住了一个晚上之后，他得到了一个结论，他就跟彼得说，我们见到弥撒亚了。
But how about Matthew? How does Matthew follow the Lord?
那么我们讲到马太是怎么样来跟随主的呢？
The Bible doesn't seem to mention much, except that he is a tax collector.
好像圣经里面没有讲到太多，只是说到他是一个税吏。
And I'm grateful to Brother Jonathan Pong that years ago he shared about Matthew a little bit.
我感谢神，几年前我们这里的彭弟兄他分享了讲到这个马太。
And so he helped me to understand a little bit more about where Matthew is coming from.
他帮助我真是看到马太是什么样的一个人。
You see, back in those days, to be a tax collector, you have to bid.
所以那个时候，在那个时候，你如果想要成为一个做税吏的话，你一定要去投标投标要来去被选上。
The highest bidder will get the rights to collect tax.
因为只有你的投标投的高标的时候呢，你才会被别人被政府选上让你来去收税。
So if I'm a tax collector among all of you,
如果我们在我是一个是抽税的人在你们当中的话
，then I must keep tab of how much money you have in the bank, how many properties do you have, or how many cars do you own?
如果我是这样的人的话，我一定要想办法知道得到消息，就知道你大概拥有多少你的那个钱财，你的房屋或者你的车有多少。
So let's say I'm gonna fleece my brother to collect some taxes.
我们假说我们要从这个弟兄身上剥削到一些这个税哈。
And my brother told me, oh, why? I can't afford that much, but I can pay you half.
比如讲他要的才这么多，但是说我付不了那么多，我大概只能付这个一半。
But wait a minute, I just saw him. He bought a new van.
但是呢，稍微等一等，你看他说他没有钱，但是他刚刚才买了一个新的一个 van 哈，新的车。
Well, maybe he has hidden some gold underneath his pillow.
没，有可能他还藏了一些金子在他的枕头下面。
So, to a tax collector, intelligence is very important to him.
所以对这个税吏来讲，这个情报这个经济情报是非常重要的。
Undoubtedly, that Matthew, the tax collector, must know everything about Jesus.
这样看来，这个税吏他一定也知道所有的事情，关于特别是讲到耶稣的事情。
And I think he must heard what he said and have know what he has done.
我相信他一定听到耶稣所说的，也包括听到耶稣所做的。
He know he is a friend of sinners. He eats with he eats with sinners.
所以知道他一定是罪人的朋友。
And being a tax collector, you're notorious. 恶名昭彰。
如果是作为一个税吏的话，他的名声是不是那么好的
？Because you see, being a Jew, that you are actually exacting tax from your own people to pay for the Roman government.
所以对于马太来讲，他是犹太人，但是他却要在他的弟兄当中来抽税，给罗马政府。
And in order for him to make a profit, that he has to exact tax above or way above than his bidding price.
为了他自己能够有得到财富，他一定要在这收该收的税上面还要加上一部分是他自己的利润。
You can say that he is someone who loves money above all costs.
所以可以说他是一位贪爱钱财的人，不管用任何需要付的代价。
But you know, regardless, we all have a conscience.
不管怎么样，我们人总有这个良心。
You know, Matthew may have a tough skin on the outside.
虽然这个马太可能在外表看来他可能是很厚脸皮的哈。
And when he is alone, he must feel ashamed and condemned being who he is.
但是当他自己一个人所处的时候，他一定内心里面会感到很内疚很有羞愧因为他做了税吏。
He is bound.By his wealth and money.
因为他确实是被他的钱财和他财富所捆绑。
Oh, how he wish a doctor can set him free and cure his illness.
他也真是希望能够有一个医生能够医治他。
So one day Jesus came to see him.
所以有一天耶稣来到他的面前。
He comes not to pay taxes, he comes to pay a visit to his patient.
所以耶稣那天来到他面前并不是来付税的， 乃是到这里来访问他，来啊、来医治他。
So you see that Jesus did not wait for Matthew to come to him. He comes to Matthew first.
所以耶稣并没有等到马太来到耶稣的面前，而是耶稣来自己去寻找马太。
It must be seen for Jesus to be out of place, out of all these people are coming at the tax booth to pay taxes.
所以我们可以看到、耶稣他来到这个所有的这个、这个税马太的这个、这个抽税的这个。这个办公室啊，这个地方哈，那么多人来的地方。
And because he is one who said that, you know, foxes have holes, birds have airs, have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.
所以那是耶稣说的，狐狸有洞，天上的鸟也有窝，但是人子却没有枕头的地方。
And he called Matthew to follow him.
但是他在这里呼召马太来跟随他。
So we know for sure Matthew followed him not because Jesus has wealth.
哦，我们相信马太在这里跟随了耶稣，并不是耶稣是很富有的。
There's a hymn goes like this. You may have sang before. Hast thou heard him, seen him, known him?
啊，这里有首诗歌说，你曾否啊有听见过他？有见过他，或者是说有跟随过他。
Is not thine a captured heart？
并不是说他能够抓住你的心。
Chief among 10,000 know him。
珠峰都能认识他。
Joyful choose the better part。
让我们能够喜乐的来选择最最好的。
Captivated by his beauty.
我们真是被他的美丽所夺。
Worthy tribute haste to bring.
因为实在、是他的、他的美丽、内在的美丽、夺走了我们的心。
Let his peerless worth constrain thee.
这是让他没有可以比拟的、那个力量、能够来、来装备我们。
Crown him now, unrivaled king.
让我们真是来高这位啊、没有匹配的我们君王。
And as you can imagine, we as newlyweds, we have a lot of adjustment to make.
你可以想象，当我刚刚结婚的时候，我们这个新夫妻的话，有许多的事情需要调整。
And there's many things that we discover about one another, like habits.Personalities or preferences that you will know while you are actually courting with one another.
当我们在一起的时候，我们有许多地方需要调节，包括我们的个人的每一个人的个人的爱好习选择各方面的习惯、生活习惯，我们都需要来在里面互相的调整。这个是在我们当时在热恋的时候我们在见面的时候，那个时候你并不能完全知道的。
So, We're going to move to the second part, is that when the disciple, also when they begin to follow him.
下面我们就要移到第二部分，当这个门徒们跟随主的时候，与他在一起的时候怎么样？
There is a awakening and there is a reckoning about who Jesus actually is.
所以那个时候是会相当有一个给他们的一个认识和看见，到底这个耶稣。基督他是谁？
And again, you know, there's a hymn that came to my mind says, O Jesus Lord, when thou art on earth, accompanied thy faithful band. Faithful band, these are disciples.
就讲到耶稣你在地上的时候有那么多有这些忠心的这些门徒在跟随的时候。
It seems they knew, but knew thee not, thyself.They did not understand.
所以好像从表面上看来他们认识你，但实际上他们还没有真正认识。
In what ways they don't understand the Lord fully?
有一件事我们说他们并不能完完全全的认识这位主。
In the beginning, when the disciples, to follow the Lord, they saw him heal the sick. They saw him preach like the one who has authority.
他们在地上看到耶稣是怎样医治病人。包括他的讲道 他是好像就是非常有真是有权柄的讲道一样。
And he cleansed the temple.
他而且洁净了圣殿。
Even the disciples themselves were given the authority to perform miracles.
甚至他给他的门徒有权柄啊，可以去啊行神迹。
You know, as you can imagine that their heads held high, they are like the shining knights and armor of King Arthur.
啊，这他就是我们可以想象，他们是门徒啊，这些门徒们都会啊气势高扬哈，这是气势高扬，就相当于跟随一位像那个阿瑟这个君王一样的，他们是他的这个君王的骑士。
And there, and Jesus himself, he said that the blind receive their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear.
所以、
and the dead are raised up.
在这里看到，这是看啊眼啊瞎眼得看见，哑巴啊可以啊可以得听见，然后穷人呢有福音传给他们。
And he is the coming Messiah, as I said earlier, and Andrew have told Peter that he is the Messiah.
所以啊最在前面一点，安德烈你说过他见到弥赛亚了，他就是那位弥赛亚。
And John the Baptist pointed out to him that behold the heaven, the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
所以使徒约翰已经在前面宣告了说，看哪，天国近了。
But he began to say things that the disciples don't understand what was trying to say.
但这个时候耶稣在讲那些话的时候连这些门徒都不是太明白他到底在说什么。
So for example, when many of his disciples heard it, they said, this is a hard saying, who can understand it? As a result, Jesus knowing himself that his disciples were grumbling and said to them, do you take offense at this?
所以当耶稣讲的话的时候，包括那些门徒说，哎呀，他讲的话太难，谁能够明白呢？耶稣也特别注意到，也问他们说，你们也厌弃我所说的话吗？
And Jesus performed miracles, but they did not repent.
耶稣行了许多的神迹，但是人还是没有悔改。
For he said, we played flute for you, and you did not dance. We sang a song of a dirge, you did not mourn.
说我们向你唱歌，你并不跳舞；我们向你举哀，你并不捶胸。
And as more and more people began to drop out from following him, even John the Baptist asked.
所以许多人慢慢的开始不再跟随耶稣，甚至连那个施洗约翰。
Are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?
甚至施洗约翰也在这里有怀疑说，你是那位我们要等候你的呢，还是我们只要等另外的？
And finally comes the rejection by the people. It says, is this not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother called Mary? Are not his brother James and Joseph and Simon and Judas?
他后来人们开始要拒绝耶稣，包括说，哎，这个不是木匠的儿子吗？他的妈妈不是玛利亚吗？还有他兄弟约瑟还有犹大不是也在我们当中吗？
Yeah. And are not all his sisters with us? And where then did this man get all these things? And they took offense at him.
所以他的妹妹是不是也在我们当中吗？他从哪里得到这些事呢？
But these 12 disciples continued to follow him.
虽然有人这样议论耶稣，但是十二位门徒他们仍然跟随主耶稣。
Even though they did not understand the mysteries of the parables or the kingdom of God.
虽然他们可能不完全明白耶稣所讲的比喻，还有讲到那个天国的奥秘。
However, there's one thing that really bothers them that they did not understand.
但是确实有一点确实使他们非常的困惑。
And they did not dare to ask him either.
但是他们呢也没有不敢去问他。
It's three times in the Bible that Jesus foretold his death.
但是有三处耶稣在预告他的死。
He says that for he was teaching his disciples saying to them, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of man and they will kill him. And when he is killed, after 3 days he will rise.
耶稣讲到人子要被交到这个祭司长的手里被杀，然后呢三天复活。
Another time he said, let these words sink into your ears. Son of man is about to be delivered into the hands of man.
所以耶稣在另外一处又讲到我们人子要被交到人的手中。
And these words are concealed to them. They did not understand. They did not dare to ask Jesus.
这些门徒听到这些耶稣讲的这些话，讲到预告他的死的时候，他们不明白，但是他们也不敢去问耶稣。
And so, after the Jesus showed the disciples on the Mount of Transfiguration, he told them he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chiefs, priests and scribes.And be killed, and be raised again the third day.
所以在变化山上面，耶稣又向他的门徒再次告诉他们，他必要会被去耶路撒冷，会被长老、还有祭司、还有文士受他们的苦，被杀，然后第三天复活。
So I just can't imagine that Peter, that he probably couldn't stand any longer. So he took Jesus aside and rebuked him.
我们可以想象这个彼得再也忍耐不住了，他就真是把这个耶稣一把拉到边上来不许他讲这样的话。
You know, Peter, the good old fisherman, and he's the bona fide natural man. It's impossible for him to accept that Christ will die.
作为这个彼得这位老渔民他是没法接受他的耶稣。一定要死。
That's not all. And Jesus actually said that if anyone who wants to follow me, that you must take up, he must take his cross and follow me.
耶稣也说到，如果若有人要跟随我的话，你一定要背起自己的十字架来跟随我。
Back then, when we first, it's so interesting that I share some experience with my brother as he talked about how he purchased the house.
我们非常非常有趣的是，我们有一段时间我们在分享一下讲到我是怎样买了自己的房子的事情。
And when we first got married and with no kids and we live in a one-bedroom apartment, just like my brother.
当我刚刚结婚的时候，那时候还没有孩子，我们住在一个房间的一个公寓里面。
And so we're very cordial, and we say to one another that if you want to use the go ahead, and if you want to use the bathroom, you go first.
所以我们非常客气，我们如果因为只有一个厕所，如果你要用的话，我们就说你先去你先去用
Now if you speak Cantonese, you appreciate this.
如果你是讲广东话，懂广东话的话，你会很有趣很有趣。
Back then her Mandarin wasn't that good.
那时候我的妻子她的那个国语讲的还不是那么好。
So when she pronounced wash, it sounds like death.
当她讲就是去洗洗东西洗的时候，就跟那个死。死可能很接近，很像。
So when she said that you go ahead and take a shower, and basically she's telling me to go die first.
如果当她讲的说你先去死你先去死你先去洗应该，然后就意思很像，就是你先去死，你先去死
yeah. So as we look back and we got a good laugh out of it.
所以我们有时候回忆起这段事情我们。真是非常非常的就觉得非常的好像很高兴哈，很笑话一样的。
But actually, in our almost 21 years of marriage, that there are many times I would have to confess that I'm not willing to yield my opinion to hers.
所以我也实在要承认，21年的婚姻里面，我实在是没有真的做到愿意放下自己来特别是放下自己的观点来听他的观点。
When there are disagreements, that I would want her to yield to me and not the other way around.
当我们有一些争执或者纠纷的时候，我确实希望是他来顺服我，来听我的，而不是让我来听他的。
And indeed, I want her to die to herself, die to her own opinion, died to her own preference first.
所以我实际上想到是让她，如果她能够先死是最好，对吧？她自己放下自己的观点、自己的爱好或者自己的
preference, likings,
what she likes.
So, you know, but our Lord Jesus, He came, He died first for all of us.
但是我们主耶稣他却来，他是自己，他先死为我们每一个人。
In 1 Peter 2:21 says, "For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example." So that you might follow his steps.
所以在彼得前书一章里面讲到，他是为此你们被召，也是耶稣也是为此为你们所受的苦。
So I will come to the last stop. I can't do it.
所以我们来到第三最后一部分，就是我自己实在是没法做到。
For those who follow the Lord, we'll come to a point that we have to confess that I was not able to follow him.
我们这些被召要来跟随主的人，我们不得不承认我们自己是没有办法来跟随。
I think as much as I love my wife and she is truly lovable.
当然我是非常爱我的妻子，她也非常可爱。
But I don't think I will be able to love her fully as the way that Christ loves me.
我不得不承认我没有办法爱他，就像耶稣爱我一样。
And I think for us that the marriage sometimes is like two porcupines try to hug each other.
但我就是想，我们的婚姻好像就像两个刺猬一样的，我们希望在一起拥抱。
And we are in love.
我们是在相爱之中。
But we also poke each other.
但是我们同时也在互相的刺伤对方。
You know, just to give you a very simple example on the way that supposed to catch a plane to Seattle.
就是给你们讲一个事情就是我在来到西雅图的这个在机场。
And on the way to the airport, I realized that my car is literally have no gas.
当我来到在去机场的途中的时候，发现到。我的车里面几乎好像没有什么油了。
Now I have told her many times that make sure, you know, when you drive, be careful, you know, you need to pay attention to the tank and make sure you gas often.
所以我常常就跟他讲，你开车时特别要注意注意我们的油量是不是不够了。
And but you know, I have to say that she's way too busy, and sometimes she does not.Pay attention to the gas gauge.
所以我不得不承认，他确实很忙，有的时候忽略了查看一下我们的油箱里面还有多少油。
So I try to catch the plane, and I'm running on fumes.
所以我是要去赶飞机，但是呢，我的这个汽油就不太够了。
Now, if you do it once or twice or three times, and you say, okay, it's understandable.
如果你是只是这种事情发生一次、两次或三次，还是可以理解的。
But if you do it many, many, many times,
如果你是一直这样子做的，一直这样发生的话
，I tell you, one day your love may run dry.
我可以跟你讲，你的耐心，可能实在是会没有的。
I think the Bible puts it best that, you know, Jesus' mom said to Jesus in John chapter 3, "We ran out of wine."
大家可能还记得耶稣的妈妈跟耶稣讲哈，我们没有他们没有酒了。
Who would thought that when we first follow the Lord, that we will say that Lord, you know, when we first follow the Lord, we all have this desire that Lord will love you, will follow you forever.
所以我们当我们一上来，我们都会这样，我们跟随主的时候，我们说我们主啊，我们一定会。要来爱你，来跟随你的。
Who would thought that we'll fail?
我们没有人想象到我们可能会失败。
And not only fail, but we fail miserably.
我们不但失败，我们失败得非常的惨。
You know, thank the Lord. When the Lord called each one of us, He knew this already.
所以我们感谢主，他实际上他知道，他呼召我们的时候，他都知道。
It's not a surprise.
并不是一个惊奇的事情。
Earlier, we read there's a passage in Mark that there's a wealthy man that he running to Jesus as Jesus about to leave to another place. He finally called on to Jesus and says, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?"
我们在前面读到马可福音的时候，讲到一位富有的少年人，他是跑到耶稣面前跪下说：“良善的夫子，我怎么样才能够进天国？”
And Jesus answered and said to him, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not bear false witness, do not defraud, honor your father and mother."
所以耶稣在这里讲说，不可杀人，不可偷窃，还有要孝敬父母，还有等等一切。
And his response was, "Teacher, all these I have kept from my youth."
他说，夫子，这一切从我从小的时候我都遵守了。
In other words, you see, he came so desperately asking Jesus, and his answer lies not in the things of he did or did not do.
所以你可以看到他这样的来渴望的来到耶稣面前，他并不是来说他来表明他哪些做了，哪些没有做。
And Jesus looked at him and loved him.
耶稣看了他，而且爱他。
You know, for those of you who are do-gooders, and for those of you who are who play by the books, for those of you who are who striving to please Him, Jesus loves you for that.
我们看到这些人，耶稣爱这些，他们所听到，他们所按照规条来一切所行的，耶稣都爱他们。
Yet, He said, there's one thing you lack. Go sell that all you have and give to the poor. And you will have treasure in heaven. And come follow me.
所以耶稣说，还有一条你缺的，就是要去变卖你的财产，然后分给穷人，然后你来跟随我。
Well, earlier I probably misspoken that. That Jesus loves you and Jesus loved this young man, not because he or she is self-righteous.
我们前面可能讲过，耶稣爱这个少年人或者爱你，并不是因为自义。
Not because he has done it all.
也不是因为他所有做了一切的规条或者律法。
I believe Jesus loves him because he's honest, confessing what he lacks.
因为耶稣爱他是因为实在是他是这样的，what
he doesn't have. He's very honest about what he doesn't have.
他非常诚实地告诉耶稣他所缺少的。
Unfortunately, he was disheartened. He went away and sorrowfully because he had great possessions.
但是很遗憾的是，他还是离开了，走了，因为他的财富实在是多。
Well, on paper, you might think that while Jesus is only talking about those people who have a large bank account and with many real estate holdings.
从表面上来看，可能耶稣讲的是好像是很有财富的人，或者他有很多的地产、房地产等等。
But you know, from the reaction of the disciple, they said, They are so amazed at his words. Why are the disciples so amazed at his words?
所以他的门徒在这里非常惊奇，我们特别注意到这个词，惊奇。
Why they are so astonished and say to Jesus, who then can be saved?
所以他们为什么好像那么吃惊？他跟耶稣说，那谁能够得救呢？
Because you see, the disciples left everything and followed Jesus, and they should congratulate themselves and say to Jesus, "Look, Jesus, we left everything and follow you. See, we have hit the mark."
所以照理说，这些门徒们应该说是，你看耶稣，我们把所有的一切都放下，我们来跟随你了，我们应该达到你的标准了吧？
So there got to be something more about this wealth.
但是我们在这里特别讲到这个财富的话，还有一件更重要的事情。
He is not only rich in his possessions, but he is also rich in his ways of keeping all the laws that require of him.
它里面讲到这个少年人的话，不但是他的财富是很多的财富，它里面还有一个是他得到他自己自义的，就是他所做了按照律法。
So use today's words. You may not have a lot of possessions, but your status, your education, what you hold to be true, customs, achievements, and your race, our race, language, and talents can be our riches too.
所以我们如果用今天的话语来讲，除了我们讲到这些财富之外，我们自己的身份地位或者学习，我们的教育所受的教育，或者我们所得到的的工作或者工资，这些都成为我们里面的一个骄傲。
Paul talked about Christ's rich in this way. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that by his poverty might become rich.
所以保罗才是在这里讲，我们主耶稣他为了我们他放下他自己，他成为贫穷，他为的是我们能够成为富足。
You see, for us who are the follower of Christ, he will bring us to a place that we come to our wit's end.
所以我们跟随主的人来讲，他会带领到我们一个地步。
We come to our own end.
所以他会带领我们到我们一个地步，到我们自己的一个尽头。
Can I depend on my own determination, resolve, perseverance, and continue to follow him?
能不能我们只依靠我们自己我们自己的能力来经历所有的一切的难处也好，或者是逼迫也好。
Sooner or later, we'll find out our training, our education, our experiences will fail me if I try to use my own strength to follow him.
如果我们只用我们自己的一切的能力，包括我们自己的受的教育也好，我们的经历来这样行的时候，你会发现我们没有办法。
Our flesh must be crossed out, otherwise we'll surely fail.
我们的肉体只有在十字架上面，要不然经十字架对付，要不然的话我们一定是失败。
You know, Peter, on the outside, he seems to be better than that rich man who came to Jesus. Peter, outwardly, he seems to be better than that young man who is rich, who came to Jesus.
我们从看彼得的话，他应该是比那个少年妇人从外面来看来，因为比少年妇人要好得多。
And because Peter says, "You have the words of eternal life. To whom should we follow?"
因为彼得说，他说你有永生之道，我们还跟从谁呢？
We have left everything. What do we get?
我们已经为你舍掉了所有的一切，我们将会得什么呢？
Even till the very last hour, right before the crucifixion, and Jesus foretold his death, and Peter still insists.Even though they all fall away, I will not.
甚至到最后，就是在耶稣快要上十字架之前，彼得还是这样说，所有的人都要离弃你的时候，我绝不会离弃你。
And he said, "If I must die with you, I will not deny you."
我宁愿死，我都不会否认你。
When I thought about Peter, he will make a good kamikaze pilot.
所以他会成为一个cause pilot 一个什么飞
机
先驱是吧
？He will make a good one.
他一定会做得非常好。
But what the Lord wants Peter is, Peter, you need to come to the end of yourself.
所以主对彼得在这里的功课就是说，你一定要好好的认识你自己。
The Lord knows Peter, but does Peter know himself?
主是知道彼得，但是彼得他真正的知道自己吗？
The Lord knows each one of us, but do we know ourselves?
神主是知道我们每一个人，但我们每一个人是不是真正的认识我们自己？
And that's why in Psalm 139, David wrote, "Lord, search me and know me."
所以大卫在诗篇里面有这样讲到说，你鉴察我，鉴察我里面所有的一切。
Isn't that funny? Because the Lord already knows us. He doesn't need to pray this prayer.
所以我们是不是感觉到神实际上主实际上知道我们每一个人里面，我们他并不需要有这样的祷告。
But when we come and follow Him, the Lord will put us take us to a place that will truly know ourselves as the Lord knows us.
所以主他会带领我们真正到了一个地步，让我们自己能够真正明白自己，就像主知道我们一样。
Just as that we know our limits.
这是让我们知道我们自己的局限。
We actually we don't.
但实际上我们并不知道。
Just as we think how bad we are, we actually we don't.
我们实际上我们认为好像我们够糟，但实际上我们并不认为是这样。
Just as that we know how sinful we are, we actually we don't.
那我们虽然讲我们好像那么的简单，但实际上我们并不是那么单纯。
As we grow older, as we walk with him longer, then we'll be like Paul. He said at the end of his life, "I'm the chief sinners."
所以当我们越来越成长，或者慢慢的年纪越来越越老的时候，我们可能会像保罗一样。真正的认识到自己，我是罪魁中的罪魁。
You know, when my kids were young, and we have this storybook, it's called The Little Choo-Choo Train Going Up the Hill. It says, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can."
所以我们常常当我们孩子还小的时候，我们曾经有一首歌哈，儿歌唱，我想我能，我想我可以。
You know, this self-determination and independence.Is in our DNA.
我们这个自以为是，我们自己来决定一切事情，实际上是在我们的基因里。
And that carries over when we come to following the Lord.
它这个里面也会影响到我们来跟随主。
And you might say, "Well, Joshua, I don't have this problem."
但你们可能会说约书亚呀，我可能我没有这方面的问题。
And you know, when I was Well, I was a teenager, and I have trouble getting up in the morning.
当我还是十几岁的时候，我那个时候早晨根本就起不来。
I like to sleep in, just like some of you.
但我就跟你们当中可能有些人一样，我就早上愿意睡懒觉。
But is this weakness of the will or the strength the strength of the will that I just refuse to get up?
是不是这里面有一个非常就是。这个意志这个我不愿意起来的意志是不是非常强呢
？Actually, it's both, right?
因为确实的话是两个方面
I don't want to get up because I also have a strong will.
我不愿意起来，我实际上也是表示我是非常硬心的。
So what does that leave us?
那个告诉我们什么呢
？In Galatians 2:20, which we all familiar. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live.But Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me.
所以我们前面读过的加拉太二章的二十节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信神的儿子而活着，他是爱我，他为我舍己。
You see, this is the basis of us following the Lord, is that I'm being crucified with Him.
这个是我们跟随主的一个保障，因为他已经为我舍己。
Is I no longer live, He lives in me.
我自己不再活，乃是主在我里面活。
Is by faith, it is by His love's constraint that I'm able to follow Him, and He is able to carry me.Daily.
所以因着信，因着他的爱，他能够带领我来跟随他，每日的来跟随他。
So I would like to end the sharing in 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们我想最后结束的时候，想看一下彼得前书第二章。
For this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you.Leaving you an example so that you might follow his steps.
因着这个你们被呼召乃是耶稣在上面受苦要我们来跟随他。
He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth.
他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈。
When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly.
他被骂不还口，受害不说威胁的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed.
他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。
Let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Lord, you call us to follow you and pick up a cross daily to follow you.
主，你在这里呼召我们，要我们背起自己的十字架，来每天来跟随你。
And Lord, our cross is not our boss.
主啊，我们的十字架并不是我们的老板。
Our cross is not our parents, our kids.
我们的十字架并不是我们的父母亲或者是我们的孩子。
Our cross is not our husband or our wives.
我们的十字架并不是我们的丈夫或妻子。
And our cross is not our brothers or sisters.
我们的十字架并不是我们的兄弟和姐妹。
Lord, how much that your cross needs to work in our lives so that ourselves can be crossed out.
真是，主啊，你的十字架要怎样来使我们真正的被对付，让我们像在十字架上被对付一样。
And Lord, you know that sometimes it hurts.
我们知道是有的时候非常的受伤。
Lord, you know sometimes it grieves.
有的时候也非常的沮丧。
And Lord, sometimes you know that I just want to quit. I can't go any further.
有的时候我们真实在是想逃脱，我们不再想继续。
But Lord, it is your kind words this morning that you said, because your wounds, we are healed.
因为实在是你今天早上你的话，因为你的鞭伤，使我们得医治。
Indeed, Lord, because the path you have traveled ahead of us, because the stripes you have bore for us, that Lord, today, that our heart can be healed.
主啊，实在是你自己所走的道路，你所受的鞭伤，你让我们能够正式来跟随你。
So Lord, this morning that some of us followers that we have been wounded.
所以今天早晨，主我们当中我们有跟随的里面，我们有受伤的。
Lord, we have been misunderstood, perhaps.
我们有的时候可能我们被人误解。
Lord, I pray that you heal our hearts.
主，我们祷告，你真是医治我们的心。
You heal our wounds.
也医治我们的伤。
So we can once again and take our cross and follow you fully.
所以让我们能够真是背起自己十字架来跟随你。
In Jesus' name I pray.
祷告的奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。